Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 29th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Septin 4 regulates cardiac fibrosis after pressure overload. This study found that septin 4, a small GTPase, plays a crucial role in regulating cardiac fibrosis following pressure overload in the heart. Specifically, septin 4 deficiency reduced cardiac fibroblast activation and collagen deposition, leading to improved cardiac function and reduced heart failure progression in mice subjected to transverse aortic constriction. These findings suggest that targeting septin 4 could be a potential therapeutic strategy for mitigating cardiac fibrosis and heart failure. Article number 2. DWORF gene therapy improves cardiac calcium handling and mitochondrial function. Researchers demonstrated that DWORF, a cardiac microprotein, enhances sarco/endoplasmic reticulum calcium ATPase isoform 2A activity, improving calcium reuptake in cardiomyocytes. Gene therapy delivery of DWORF in a heart failure model improved cardiac calcium handling, mitochondrial function, and overall cardiac performance. This indicates that DWORF gene therapy represents a promising approach for treating heart failure by restoring calcium homeostasis. Article number 3. Single short partial reprogramming of the endothelial cells decreases blood pressure via attenuation of end, MT, in hypertensive mice. This research showed that partial reprogramming of endothelial cells can attenuate endothelial to mesenchymal transition in hypertensive mice. A single short pulse of reprogramming factors led to decreased blood pressure, improved endothelial function, and reduced small artery remodeling. This suggests that endothelial cell reprogramming could be a therapeutic strategy for hypertension by targeting endothelial dysfunction. Article number 4. Calcium oscillations within juxtaglomerular cell clusters control renin release. The study revealed that calcium oscillations within juxtaglomerular cell clusters are essential for controlling renin release, which regulates blood pressure and fluid electrolyte balance. Juxtaglomerular cells respond to changes in blood pressure by modulating these calcium oscillations, thereby influencing renin secretion and subsequent angiotensin II production. Understanding these calcium signaling mechanisms could provide new targets for managing hypertension and related disorders. Article number 5. Incidence of major cardiovascular events in patients with metabolic dysfunction-associated steatotic liver disease in the general population. Analysis of a large population in Germany found that metabolic dysfunction-associated steatotic liver disease is significantly associated with an increased risk of major adverse cardiovascular events and overall mortality. Patients with metabolic dysfunction-associated steatotic liver disease had a higher incidence of cardiovascular events, highlighting the importance of cardiovascular risk management in this population. These findings underscore the need for integrated approaches addressing both liver and cardiovascular health in individuals with metabolic dysfunction-associated steatotic liver disease. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.